This is Alana Shaikh, and welcome to the first episode of Voices from the Inside, where we talk to workers in international development. Right now, I'm talking to a Kyrgyz woman who works for a donor-funded health project. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 33 years old and working for the donor organization for the last 10 years, more than 10 years. And I have a three degree. First degree is a bachelor in business administration, and then MBA, and then MS from Germany. I love traveling. I travel a lot. I love Europe and traveling and meeting with the friends, horse riding, tennis, big tennis, going out and dancing, clubs.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you ended up doing this work?
Yeah, my first job was working at the Ministry of Finance. Right after the university, I started to work there as a specialist. And worked for the Minister of Health, Minister of Finance. And I worked for the Minister of Finance for 2.5 years. And then I was working in the social sector, public investment program unit, and I was responsible for the social sector. And then somehow I really interested in this whole kind of social sector. And I was invited, I've seen the advertisement, and then I was invited for the interview to some project, health project. And I just started to work. I was selected and I started to work for the health project. It was a bit complicated, difficult, because my background is economist. But then I fall in love with the health sector. You know that it's very difficult, but I really liked it because I think you are just doing something good for the population, even though maybe it's like really ambitious, you know, that you are trying to make good for the people, your country. If you're a doctor, so you can help to one person or two persons, I don't know, like 100. But if you're working on a more like a higher level, policy level, you're trying to make it like a life or health better for the whole population somehow. And this is like what I like, that you are like doing some kind of good for the population. So, and I've been working for the international development organizations for, as I said, 10 years, more than 10 years.
And you've done this for 10 years. Do you plan to do this your whole life?
Yes. I really like the health sector, social sector, and I like working as a consultant, working for the different international organizations. I don't know, WHO, USAID, and DFID, different types. Perhaps maybe one day I really want to be a part of, I don't know, not as a consultant, but a permanent staff of some international organization and working more regionally, internationally.
What's the most annoying thing about working with international?
Oh, wow. It's a very difficult question. I tell you an experience from my old experience when I first met some international working in the financing sector. And at that time, when I was working in the Ministry of Finance, the man came from the different world, from the Africa country, and so he was trying to apply all kind of his knowledge that he knew from Africa into like a Kyrgyz context. And this is like was a bit like, well, I said strange, because, I mean, this is like two different settings, and he was like trying to push, I mean, introduce what was working in Africa, what is like, and try to push it here in Kyrgyzstan. And I met sometimes, like long time ago, people, I mean, internationals who are just like coming in and out for a short period of time and trying to pretend so that they know everything. What I like about the internationals who are working here, so they know already the context, and what I like, I mean, about the health sector, and I haven't met, in fact, in the health sector, with whom I worked international, so they are trying to see the context of the country and try to like implement and to see, I mean, what works or not, kind of trying to be very flexible and help out. But those internationals who are coming in and out, they usually think, oh, this is like works in Africa or in Southeast Asia, then it has to work here. I mean, this is like one of the things. And as for the others, I don't know, like maybe sometimes that, what else?
I guess, you know, that's the only thing that annoys you. That's the only thing that annoys you. That's a
good
thing.
Yeah, this is like, I think this is the all, yes, this mm-hmm. is that's all. I mean, the only one thing. Yeah.
Okay, and next question. What does your family think of your job?
Well, they're really proud of me. And I'd say, like, the only one thing that since I'm traveling quite a lot, but I like it. Personally, my family doesn't like it too much. Well, one of the things is that I'm single, I'm not married yet, and I don't have a children, and this is like very good maybe for my traveling. But for the future, once I get married and have a children, definitely I won't be able to travel so much. So, kind of, and I'm ready for this, but my parents, yeah, my father, he's kind of a bit sometimes maybe annoyed that I travel, that I'm just like living as in dormitory, like coming for maybe 1 week and then leaving back. But in overall, he's really proud of me and my brother, and yeah, my mom, she would be proud of me that I'm working for international organizations, that working, trying to help out, I mean, the population and in the health sector. In fact, when I graduated from the school, they wanted me to be a medical person. I mean, yeah, a medical. Right, medical?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And but I didn't want, because I'm kind of I can't, I mean, cut or like operate or whatever. Like, but then I still ended up at the health sector, but in a bit from different angle. So they I think like it.
And then I promised you four questions, but here's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any advice that you'd want to give young people who are interested in international development, either young people here in the Kyrgyz Republic or young people in the United States or Britain or something? Is there any advice you would give?
Well, first is that you have to put your goals. And if you want to work for an international organization, then you have to kind of have a background, I mean, study, and then work hard. But the most important is that practice. I mean, you have to go to the field. You have to make your hands dirty and learn, what is going on in the field. Because sitting at the table and doing some kind of, I don't know, writing and learning, I mean, you won't be able to learn more. But once you are seeing it with your eyes, then it's like easier for you to implement some stuff. And then I think it's like very good also opportunity to grow. I mean, having this is like some theoretical background and practical background, and you learn. And I mean, I think this has been working hard. You should work hard. Yeah, this is like...
Well, thank you. And thanks so much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to talk to you as well.